And she will soak on the soaking soak on 5 days and continuing specific halachas for which foods are susceptible to tumah. Halacha aleph kala open and begin with a karka and become tumah she after. So as you know, any food right, that grows from the ground is does not receive tumah, is not able to receive tumah until it's actually uprooted from the ground. Have a close margin in the kubarim, a close to shresh kaitan, shechoma kaitan, so if that means it's the ground, even if it's the tiniest food that it can independently sustain itself, and in the common tumah, that food item is not acquired from it. So for those who call shechoma kaitan, so that's a branch of a fig tree, shemish mishma from the aura of the kripa. So let's say it's broken off, but it's still connected, so to speak, to the bark of the tree, and yachla has mana, so it's not able to be to sustain itself on its own. So it opens one time. So any of the food that's within it, meaning all the food that's on it, is susceptible to tumah. There's never something, it's a question that the more shah had Elon come on Yabba, so had you for Shemish Marlah. And the whole question becomes when it comes to the remainder of the tree, is that considered like something that's holding on to the double tumah, the oka, so to speak, or not? Let's say certain vegetables dry out as they're budding, can cool the blood. So, for instance, squash, shiyufshu be'evayim, enon mistamim to sofen. So then they don't require lichton liyavsham. But let's say a person harvests them because he wants to dry them out. Then haray open the kitzur like oka kishahayu ad shiyufshu yasukates until they become completely dry, not minimally dry in the first week, but completely dry and become essentially like wood. Let's say the branches of a tree that have food in it break off are in confusion, it's considered to be harvested. If the tree becomes dry, the go fairos and fruit on it are in confusion, that's considered also as if it has been removed from the harvest, essentially. So figs that dry up, they and then they're budding, the tamos to myself and the coma, they actually can acquire to myself and they can acquire to. Okay, so switching gears a bit. Any food that comes from an animal that's alive, in the common tumma, shemusu, that flesh, that food, so to speak, that's edible, does not require tumma until the animal's dead. Shachavein lechaya, the oak, let's say a person slaughtered whether it's a domesticated or undomesticated animal, or bird, alpi shemayim, foxin, even when it's still, let's say, at the having seizures right before they die, the common tumma, nonetheless, at that point, it does require tumma. And that fish, the dog, and the muscle, the common tumma, when the fish acquire tumma, mishin musu, when they die. No lebhentre, but let's say a fish has something, a wound that's mortal, in this time, no, kishahim is not. Then they become what they call, it can acquire tumma when it's still, let's say, shaking about to die. Then a reish bedavar safek, even if it's made some other nature. You're not sure if it's considered like it's dead, since they already had the trefa. Oh, in a makamah tumma, in the first case, they would acquire tumma, or they don't acquire tumma. Achi nuka evan, what is not the answer? They basically stop moving like a rock. Let's say there's a limb or a piece of flesh that's kind of hanging off the animal, whether it's domesticated or not, in the form of chayas, that's not able to go ahead and sustain itself. So if it's prepared to speak to the habatama, it does. Because at that point, it's sort of like food that's separate from that. Now, mishkatavahema, once the animal is injected, now it's considered to be roi and appropriate for tumah. Shabahima kula kamo yava ida, because the animal is considered like a handle, so to speak, for the limb. Zeh, the yachim hoksha ha'eva kula kamo shizma. And the rule of thumb is that a handle, once it becomes roi to receive tumah, and makes everything else that's attached to, so to speak, become roi for tumah. And there's a question whether the animal can become, so to speak, the handle for the flesh that's hanging off it while the animal is still alive or not. So when a person slaughters either a domesticated or undomesticated animal or a bird, now the entire animal becomes capable of all the meat and blood. What they call them, all the meat becomes susceptible to tumah because of the blood that comes out of each sheep. That's why if no blood comes out at the time of slaughtering, very close arms are attached to the open shlokh shlokh. So all the meat must be entirely susceptible to tumah, like any other case of food that wasn't susceptible yet to tumah. That's open shlokh shlokh. So going back to foods that acquire tumah and are either attached to the ground. for their needs, except for them to be in contact with water. So they don't become susceptible to receiving tuma until after they actually come into contact with water that has never touched the ground. It's not in contact with the ground, so to speak, or with any other liquids after the items have been removed from the ground itself. Because what we say is that if someone draws water, if someone draws water from using a clear container, and he goes ahead and pours it on the ground, at that point, once the water hits the ground, it's no longer capable of making anything coming. That's kishos. So these are zucchini. Let's say you plant the zucchini flower pot, the kikila, and it grows. Api shuts its coat for otzets, even if it's that sticks out of the flower pot, and in the kapla, some of it is not a part of the otzets. Let's say the flower pot has a hole. Kedeshi needs a brochure button so that you cannot hurry carrots. Since you're at the ground, and two of all that which is planted inside, and a couple of them, but it's not a part of the same in how you go mine in a mushroom. So, too, if there's water inside, that water will not make things that touch it susceptible to something. Good. Atsits. So, that's also going flower flash and knuckle. There's no hole in it. Hurry in a two of them with a tumma. That which is growing inside is susceptible to tumma. We might mind yourself a mushroom. If there's water inside that flower pot, then it can make things inside there a tumma. So when it comes to vessels that are made out of animal feces or out of dirt, so roots are able to break through the lattice and go out in a machinus is right, so they don't make the plants susceptible to summer, the apples and the kuvin, even if they're not, they don't have holes in them, are into the kuvin, it's sometimes if they do have still have holes in them. Days, optician low afar, right? Let's say a flower pot's filled with dirt, with a dirt, achipito. Until it's a lip, until it's top. You know, chashav kli, it's not considered a kli. Elahareidu kitavla, that is considered like a flat surface. Shemina safa, that has no edge. Shenyo kli, kibol, because it's not considered a kli that's able to receive items. Halacha vidimol, mashkin tmein, liquids that are tame, shemnafa ala okrim, they fall on foods, nitu, they make them tame, apish nafish, that was money, even if they fall on them without the will of the owner. Shavayatuma, the hashav bind akas, because what we say is, Tuma, the impurity itself, and the susceptibility to impurity come together at the same time. Who shallow yeah shallow new debarka as long as it's not on the ground. Duffy is valid. Any food that basically gets to the point of spoiled and rotten to the point that it's not susceptible, not something that you need in the common tuba, it's in the tuma. Okay, mash from misraf and this side. So to a liquid that goes ahead and spoiled. In a way, see us again and approaching the trinket. And the Kabbalah Tumah, if you're actually in a mock shinner, Shinemar, 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 also does not require Tumah, like anything else that would be susceptible to it. Or, so when it comes to animal heart, it's a shelter that you boil, the Hashalia, Shakisha, Leah, Rafila, so to the scent of the animal that you think about eating, the stamina Tumah Sofa, in Asma, they can't acquire what it called Tumah Sofa. Halacha design, or Hachamah, Shashalter. So the hide of the donkey that gets cooked, I raise the subject from his time to himself and has no, they shock no. There's a question whether the thing is acquires too much of the fact that it was cooked. Or any of the time, we say no, since basically the hide of the donkey is disgusting. And the person has intention to eat it, it doesn't acquire the status of tumma, doesn't acquire tumma. But with Anchitin Shabbat Glalay Bakar, the service of Glalay Pima, says you find kernels of wheat or barley inside feces and animals, Shabbat done, that you go ahead and collect in the common tumma, those things do not acquire tumma. Pichon and Mahila, Mistamas and Sophon, but if I think about eating them, my intention is to eat them, then they acquire tumma. But if that's called Oslo Shemitma of Achash and Tumma of Sophon and Shabbat, any food that became tame and then actually kind of became disgusting, in the sun left all color, or she yavish the perish, or is it perish? So if it becomes to the point where girl can eat it, or became very dry like a piece of earthenware container, then it's in the sun left all adam, the dining room, so let's say a person will eat it, but a dog would, then at least it's time to try, it still retains the status of income. The color open, she missed no, any food that became tame, in the entire mikvah, you cannot dip that food into the mikvah to make it tall. But that's Zorin Tmeim. So if you have seeds that are coming, Shazan, and you plant, how do you have snap and tar? That which goes from it is tar. They would have a Shazan or Kama, even for something that, what do you call it, that the seed doesn't actually break down. Ruin Shaykhin Shri, as long as it takes root. As long as it takes root. And I'll call them a Shazan, but before it takes root, having a Mitzvah, they stay in the snap. They come in, feed with them, Shazan or Kula, Zorzara, Kala, even if the seed itself breaks down and decomposes. So when the food is attached to a vessel, for instance, is not considered food, the mitzvah kli, but the food becomes tameh. However, he is tameh mitzvah kli. It can become tameh through the touching the utensil. Hold him the shamshin tashrish eis alein eitz, because since the food is serving like wood, so therefore it's considered like wood itself. Right, any liquid that becomes tameh after it becomes nifsa mitzvah, after it becomes tameh, it becomes disgusting. I raise it to masav olam. It stays tameh ever in the mashkin yotze ave kadosh olam. Because what we say is that the what it called once it becomes tameh, it can never. That's it. Its status is permanent. Even if a dog eats, in the mashkin shemit, regardless of the status of the dog eating, in the mashkin shemit tahara chutz from the mind of God, and no liquid can go ahead and become. That's tameh can become tahara except for water. Should dip from mine tan mikvah. If you take mine water that's tameh and dip it into mikvah, came into something made mikvah and tahara. Once there's water from mikvah mixed with it, it becomes tahara. And that's feeling common. It's only common. And you can tell the hot and cold and cold and hot. Run yafin 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 as well as disgusting water and ice water and vice versa. Rachav is makel shehim leam mashkin. Let's say you have a staff that's wet. It's filled up with liquids, tameim. That's how maybe hit them with sasa mikvah. And you dip some of them into the mikvah, we'll call it a mayim sham b'sasa. So the mayim that's on it, does let me come tameh, haji brooks blood, the entire staff has to be dipped into the mikvah. But the most, shelach mikvah, snow becomes tameh, the hishik smik sasa, and some of it becomes, joined to to the waters of mikvah, all the tahar, the sasa tahar, in that case, when some of it becomes tahar, all of it becomes tahar. Allah ha-chadalat ha-temed, which is need. Atame the same bain sha mitma akashit tambo, bain sha tambo mind tame. So whether it became a tunnel when after the mead was mixed with the when the making of the mead where the water is mixed with the leftovers of the grapes, but before Achilot basically mind tame, Achilo Hechwitz, Mashiko, Masiko, the mikvah, the yitar. So in either of these cases, it doesn't matter at what point it was made. Even if it comes kind of like into like a vinegar, as long as it comes in contact with the mikvah, it becomes tahar, shehu, kamayim, shehefnitz. It's considered like water once it starts to ferment. When it starts to ferment, then it's kind of wine, and then the mikvah tahar, the mikvah, and then the mikvah one half. So again, sorry for the confusion. It all depends on what state the meat is in. If it's prior to becoming like vinegar, then it can the mikvah will help it. If it's after the point where it becomes like vinegar, the mikvah will not help it. Let's say a person who is a first derivative of tumah sticks his hand in and touches it, however, in the tumah mashmin, he makes the liquid stop. After you should be soaked in mikvah, you know it's in something like a mitzvah sakdera, and also the pot becomes tumah, machas and mashmin should be soaked, get the liquids inside. After you should be soaked in mikvah, you know it's a set of mikvah. Isomalaya mayim. If it's full of water, then the pot is tarnished, and the reason the tamek becomes halal because of the first river that tumah does not make it over the container of tamek. Then a mind should be soaked name, and the water inside is not tamek. The shahim love and the mikvah because those waters are mixed up with the mikvah waters. Pasha ab tumah jet, let's say a primary source of tumah sits on the side, the nagamba, it touches it, mikvah is up there, the clear of the stomach, shahim mikvah on the tire of the terrace because the mikvah does not make it in order to the top. May she cause rain to the stomach. So water that's from like that's sewage water today is considered tameh. Yardalim shaman, if rainwater descends on it, if it's the majority, haran tarim the tahar, next, it's for natural amounts, it's like even alcohol tamar and train the propellers, everything's tameh, whether it's vessels or ground. They must say language match it, kadmum shvika. As long as the sewage and drainage water can burst, about kadmum shaman, if the rainwater can burst, rather than kosher than shvika, and any small amount from the drainage water falls upon that, then it's called tameh. Why? Because liquids that are tummy, that which is torah is on them, becomes tummy from the smallest amount. Because I'm a torah is dug up. So someone goes ahead and puts money in the roof, and the father's excuso, or he washes his clothes, right in the natsman, that's his water dripping off of them, the gargoyle and shaman, and that's then raining water falls on them, rather than kifos, and then the dripping increases, how we rather than shaman, since it's mostly rainwater now. And over in the hand, tahara. Then we say the water drips from that to be tahara. Final of that, asaka and tahara, the mitzvah. Let's say a person anoints himself with shemen that's tahara and becomes tameh. The tahara and he goes to the mitzvah. There are shemen al basaro and the oil still on his skin. He might not be able to see if it's only enough oil to, let's say, cover and anoint the finger. Let's say, Harry Tarak, Hashem, because we still talk. Sach Shem and Tame, as he anoints himself with Shem and with oil that's Tame, the Tavon, he goes in the well, those are Shem and Shalab, but the oil of Tame does not become Torah, and the Shem and Mashke Tefet. As long as there is, like, what do you call it, like a moist knot left, or Hashem and Tumasa, the tomb of Hashem is the Tame, and Hashem and Akhilat, the Yachim, I know, there's not enough that makes it feel like moist, then Buck of Muto, then it's considered nullified through the small amount. That ends Parak Beis, and we'll continue with Parak Beis tomorrow.